from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. I'd like to begin today's program on a highly romantic note with an overture from the opera Oberon by Carl Maria von Weber. It was commissioned by the Covent Garden Opera House in London, and Weber himself conducted the premiere on a foggy, damp evening in the late spring of 1826, just weeks before his death in the British capital. Nevertheless, his style of music remained unchanged, and he clothed this English tale in the unmistakable musical garb of German Romanticism. Listen now to the Staatskapelle Berlin, conducted by Ottmar Suttner, and their atmospheric interpretation of the overture to the opera Oberon by Carl Maria von Weber. Overture to the opera Oberon by Carl Maria von Weber. Now, Weber knew that Oberon would be his final opera. He'd been stricken by tuberculosis, and his doctors warned him that unless he eased up on his work and moved from Berlin to a warmer and drier climate, he would certainly die within months. And as if he hadn't difficulties enough, the English librettist, James Planchet, insisted on sending just one act at a time. When Weber had completed the score for the act, the next one was sent. In his opinion, it was just a loose collection of individual numbers and did not at all correspond to his idea of a compact or well-rounded opera plot. In fact, Weber wrote to James Planchet to this effect, saying that in the long run, Oberon would prove unsuitable for the theatre. Well, unfortunately, he was right. Today, the opera is seldom performed, although the overture has developed into a firm favorite for the concert hall. Heinrich Berthe was not a very good composer. In fact, his name is only remembered because he wrote one very successful operetta without composing a single note himself. He'd been commissioned to write an operetta about an episode from the life of the great but tragic Viennese composer Franz Schubert. But the finished result was rejected out of hand. The libretto was bad, and the score was worse. However, it was suggested to the luckless Berthe that in order to fulfill the terms of his contract on time, he rewrite the operetta, this time using the music of Schubert himself. Berthe swallowed his pride and took this advice literally. He rearranged, so to speak, original Schubert compositions for the stage, added a libretto, and presto, he produced an operetta without composing a single note of his own music. The Dreimädelhaus, or House of the Three Maidens, was an instant success. It's been translated into many languages and is a firm favorite on opera stages all over the world. I'd like you now to listen to one of my favorite pieces from the Dreimädelhaus. Lied aus Wien, or Song from Vienna, is presented now by Bernd Weichel. The ORF Symphony Orchestra of Vienna is conducted by Kurt Eichhorn.
Was macht glücklich augenblicklich, wie man's gar nicht sagen kann? Was macht fröhlich, was macht selig, stimmt vergnügt wohl jedermann? Ganz gewiss, so was Schöns gibt's nicht mehr wie unsere Lieder. Tag und Nacht könnt man's hören und hätt's immer wieder gern. Was Schöneres könnt sein als ein Wiener Lied, was jocht so im Herzen und geht ins Gemüt. Was stimmt uns so fröhlich, ob arm, ob reich, und macht uns den Engeln im Himmel gleich? Das singende, klingende, fröhlichkeitsbringende, herzenbezwingende Lied aus Wien. Das singende, klingende, fröhlichkeitsbringende, herzenbezwingende Lied aus Wien. So was Wahres, Wunderbares gibt's gewiss kein zweites Mal. Dieses Jubeln, dieses Jauchzen wird auf jedem kolossal. Dieser Schwung ewig jung, bleiben doch die alten Lieder. Ganz gewiss, sicherlich gibt's nichts, was den Zauber gibt. ich jauchze im Herzen und geh ins Gemüt. Was stimmt uns so fröhlich, o warm, o reich, und macht uns den Engeln im Himmel gleich? Das singende, klingende, fröhlichkeitsbringende, Herzen bezwingende Lied aus Wien. Das singende, klingende, fröhlichkeitsbringende, Herzen bezwingende Lied aus Wien.
Lied aus Wien from the operetta Dreimädelhaus by Heinrich Berthet. Well, after that arrangement, I'd like you now to hear some original Schubert music. I've chosen two short but exquisite pieces from Musical Moments, Opus 94, namely the third and fifth, both in F minor. At the piano, Daniel Barenboim. Thank you. Daniel Barenboim played two pieces from Musical Moments by Franz Schubert. The Merry Wives of Windsor is one of the most popular of Shakespeare's comedies. 250 years after it was written, the Prussian composer Otto Nicolai wrote a comic opera based on this classic. It was premiered in Berlin in 1849 and remained one of the most popular comic operas of the 19th century. Now, the hero of the story is the portly, no longer young, boisterous and outrageous Sir John Falstaff. This pleasure-loving ladies' man decided to court two ladies at the same time. He, of course, sent them love letters, identical letters, never dreaming that the good ladies of Windsor might get together to compare notes, so to speak. Anyway, the wily old knight, instead of storming the bedchambers of his lady loves, ends up in a hamper full of dirty laundry, which gets thrown into the river. At the end of this tale, we have poor, rejected Falstaff seeking solace in his only faithful friend, wine. Listen now to his famous drinking song, sung now by Kurt Moll. The Staatskapelle Berlin and the chorus of the German State Opera Berlin are conducted by Bernhard Klee.
Als Kleid an der Mutter Brust, hob heißer bei Regen und Wind. Da war der Sekt so meine Lust, denn der regnet jeglichen Tag. Komm, braune Hanne her, reich mir die Kanne hier, Brand, trinken ist keine Schand, doch Lustgang auch. Ja, doch Lustgang auch. Nun in Positur, haltet euch bereit. Macht die Kehlen weit. Eins, zwei und drei. Ist schon hin. Tragt ihn hinaus! Denn noch eine Kanne. Und als ich betreten die Kinderschuh, hob heißer bei Regen und Wind, da schlossen die Mädels sich vor mir zu, denn der regnet jeglichen Tag. Und ist die Tasche leer, und wird die Flasche leer, kommt wir heraus. Glück ist ein Strädergast, wir es beim Schoppene fast. Singst ja falsch wie ein Rabe. In Positur. Haltet euch bereit.
Nein.
Macht die Kehle weit.
Nein.
Eins, zwei und
drei.
Falstaff's rumbustuous drinking song from the comic opera The Merry Wives of Windsor by Otto Nicolai, which reminds me of my grandmother's definition of wine. Wine, she used to say, is bottled sunshine, and you really can't argue against a little sunshine now and then, can you? I'd like to end today's program with a march that was written in honor of the institution that was created to bring the peoples of the world together in peaceful, friendly competition, the Olympic Games. The march is called, appropriately enough, Olympiad, and was written by Yaroslav Lapsky. It's played now by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Václav Neumann. Olympiad March by Yaroslav Lapsky. And there we end this edition of Melody Time. The program, which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Martina Schubert, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare wishing you all the very best. And do take care, won't you? Bye now.